Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Now yesterday, we talked about New Year's resolutions and how bad I am at keeping them.
Luckily, our article was all about helping people like Pat who can never keep their resolutions.
Oh, it broke everything down in a set of questions to find out what the resolution was, why it failed, what could be done to stop that happening again,In 2018.
没错，所以如果你跟 Pat 一样，你常常都没有成功，就要问昨天我们那一系列的问题哦，这样避免你在2012年会重蹈覆辙哦。Now, one of the things we found is that you have to set easier goals.
Mm-hmm.
If you give yourself an impossible task, you'll never keep your resolution.
Yep, we also learned about why planning is important. Resolutions don't just happen.You need to work at them.
没错，要努力 okay? So the best thing to do is make a sensible plan and follow it.
Today, we're going to hear some more good advice for doing this.
It's a conversation between two friends, Ryan and Scarlett, about their resolutions.
Let's read through day two of our article, find out who's good at keeping them and how they do it.
The key to keeping New Year's resolutions.
You always achieve your New Year's resolutions. How do you do it?
It's not that hard. You just need to make a better plan.
Do you have any tips?
Sure. First, you need to set a clear goal.
Okay. I want to speak French.
Great.Next, you should make a plan and keep to it.
What happens if I don't follow my plan?
No one's perfect. When you make a mistake, accept it. Then go back to your plan.
Okay, what else should I do?
Share your goal with friends and family. They can cheer you up when you feel down.
Hard, hard. The math test was hard. I only got 30%. The math test was hard. I only got 30%. Clear, clear. Are you clear about the rules of this game?Let's start now. Are you clear about the rules of this game? Let's start now. Mistake, mistake. I will never make the same mistake again. I will never make the same mistake again.Share, share, share, shared, shared. Patrick, please come and share your ideas with us. Patrick, please come and share your ideas with us.
The article starts with Ryan saying,You always achieve your New Year's resolutions. Now remember, we looked at that word achieve in yesterday's lesson.
That's right, we sure did. Ryan 一开始呢就说，哎，你总是能达成你的新年新希望，哎，还记得吗？昨天我们就看到 achieve 这个动词就是达成。
Ryan then asks, how do you do it?
对啊，这时候 Ryan 就很想请教他的朋友说，哎，你是怎么办到的啊？
And Scarlett replies,It's not that hard. Now here she used the adjective hard, H-A-R-D, hard, which is our first word power word for today. It's an adjective. Let's take a look at it. The word hard means difficult to do or difficult to understand. For example, the math test was hard. I only got 30%.The math test was hard. I only got 30%.
OK, 所以 Scarlett 就说了，欸，其实并不难哦。这里他用 hard 这个形容词来表示困难的意思。当然在口语我们还可以用 difficult 这个形容词哦。那相反的呢，当然就是 easy, OK, 就是简单的意思啦。OK, 那比如说如果我们会说这个问题很难，没有简单的解决方法，我们就可以说 There are no easy solutions to this problem because it's really hard, OK?、Mm-hmm. Now,看的会例句就是 The math test was hard, I only got 30%. Wow, OK, 所以数学测验好难哦，我才考30分哦。Must be really hard.
Very hard. Scarlett then talks about kind of the same thing、mm-hmm. we learned in day one, which is you just need to make a better plan.
Ah, OK, 所以 Scarlett 这时候提到就是其实昨天我们已经讲了，就是你只需要做个更好的计划。
So Ryan asks, do you, Scarlett, have、mm-hmm. any tips? A tip is a piece of advice, and it's usually practical advice, something you can actually do to make it easier or better. We can also use a tip to mean a piece of useful information about where to find something、oh. or where to go. So have you got any tips for me when I visit Tokyo, for example?
Oh, OK.所以呢接着 Ryan 就说哎，那你有什么诀窍吗他是用 tip 这个名词就表示诀窍或是像我们中文常说 pebble 小 pebble、那其实如果在网络上我们想要搜寻一些不错的一些方法去做某件事情我们就可以用 tip 或是 tips 当关键字比方像是 tips on how to lose weight、mm-hmm. 如果你想要减肥啊的一些方法诀窍 or tips on saving money
very importantOkay, Scarlett has got tips. She says, sure. First, you need to set a clear goal. Now, we talked about setting goals yesterday, but now we're talking about a clear goal. And to understand that, we can explain the adjective clear, C-L-E-A-R, clear, which is our next word power word for today. Clear means free from doubt or confusion. For example,Are you clear about the rules of this game? Let's start now. Are you clear about the rules of this game? Let's start now.
Okay, so Scarlett 就说当然有啦，我当然是有诀窍。首先呢，你得先设立一个明确的目标。Clear 呢，就是个形容词，表示明确的、清楚的。OK, 像是呢我们可能会说诶到底要等多久不太清楚。It's not clear how much longer we'll have to wait.那有时候你可能会有点生气的口吻、哦、去提到 clear、哦、是什么样的问句像是 I want this work finished by this afternoon Do I make myself clear? That means do you understand me? Sounds like the boss talking, okay?、Yep. 所以那时候就是这句话就是 Do I make myself clear? 就是说你懂吗我刚刚说的有没有够清楚哦 Okay, so that's how you use the word clear、mm-hmm. Okay, 那刚刚的例句提到就是说诶你明白这个游戏的规则了吗 Are you clear about the rules of this game? 我们开始吧 Let's start now
So, what is Ryan's goal, his resolution?、Mm. He says, okay, I want to speak French.
Oh, okay, 我们来听听看 Ryan, 他想要怎么样他说我想要会说法文。
Great, and to this, Scarlett says, just like we、uh-huh. said, great. Next, you should make a plan and keep to it. So if you keep to something, like a plan or a routine,、mm-hmm. you start doing it and you don't stop doing it, no matter how hard or boring it might be.Another thing we can say is stick to something,、oh. means the same as keep to something.、
Okay, so Scarlett 就是说很好很好好你想学法文。不过接着你需要订立计划并且遵守它。这里的 keep to, 或是刚刚我们提到的 stick to, 都有这个要履行啊然后要遵行要这样子就是一定要一直做持续下去的意思。
So next, Ryan asks, what happens if I don't follow my plan. Now, this is something I need to know too.
对啊，因为有时候我们会有惰性嘛，对不对？所以 Ryan 就说啊，那如果我没有遵循我的计划，怎么办呢？
So, Scarlett tells him, no one's perfect. No one is perfect. Very important advice. Now, if something is perfect, P P-E-R-F-E-C-T, perfect, there's nothing wrong with it at all. No problems, no matter how small. So 100% on a test is a perfect score. But most people aren't perfect. They don't do the right thing 100% of the time.
真的，大家不要给自己压力太大，因为 nobody's perfect, 没有人是完美的。其中的完美当然就是 perfect 这个形容词，像是 I want to have perfect skin like baby. They have perfect skin, poreless.
Okay, well, Scarlett explains a little more about what she means. She says, when you make a mistake,accept it. Now, here she used the word mistake, and it's a noun, M-I-S-T-A-K-E, mistake. It's also our next word power word for today. A mistake is something that is being done or has been done in the wrong way, or it's an opinion or a statement that is incorrect. Okay, you might often say, like our sentence,I will never make the same mistake again. I will never make the same mistake again.
Okay, 所以接着他说到，当你犯错时，就接受它。Okay, mistake, 那我们先来看一下，它就是错误的意思，它是一个名词。Okay, 像是我们常常会犯了一个很傻或是非常的粗心的错误，我们就可以说 it's a stupid or carelessmistake, okay. 那刚刚的例句我们看到就是我永远不会再会犯同样的错误哦。Okay, be careful when you make that promise, I will never.
Yeah.
And then when you make the same mistake, people will say, hey, I thought you said you would never, okay.
Never's a silly word.
Right. And Scarlett says we should accept our mistakes.
That's right. Now, to accept something means to recognize that it's true and also maybe tolerate something you don't like.You just say, there's nothing I can do about it. So why worry or get too upset?
对啊，因为其实我们不要太过度苛刻的要求自己要百分百一个错也不能发生。如果真的有错误的话，我们就学习 accept, 接受它哦。
So Scarlett says, accept your mistake and then go back to your plan.
然后接着呢，再重新执行你的计划。
And Ryan then asks, okay,What else should I do?
Okay, 对呀、啊、还有其他这个 Ryan 应该做的吗
Scarlett tells him, share your goal with friends and family. Now, in that sentence, she used our last word power word for today, the verb share, S-H-A-R-E, share. To share means to tell other people about an idea, a secret, a problem, and so on. For example, Patrick,Please come and share your ideas with us. Patrick, please come and share your ideas with us.
Okay, so Scarlett 接着就说啦，你还可以怎么样跟亲朋好友透露你的计划，跟他们一起分享哦，说哎，我可能要做什么事情。这里的 share 就有分享的意思，它是个动词，所以看一下它的动词三态的变化，就是 share, shared, 直接接 d, s-h-a-r-e-d, shared.像是呢诶如果那个小朋友他们都不喜欢跟彼此分享他们的玩具有点贪心哦我们就可以说 He doesn't share his toys with other kids 或者是妈妈可能会说 Share the cookies with your sister 就要一起分 OK 不要自己一个人贪心全部吃掉然后刚刚的例句呢就是 Pat 说没有啦 Pat 跟 Patrick 说吗好好叫 Patrick 请过来跟大家分享你的 idea 你的点子哦
Yeah, I get soconfused when people use my full name. So, Scarlett explains why it's important to share your plans, your goals, and your resolutions. She says they, so that's the friends and family, can cheer you up when you feel down. Now, if you feel down, you feel a bit upset, disappointed, and sad. It's like nothing works out for you because you're not good enough.Now, in these situations, of course, you need people to cheer you up.
Woohoo! okay. 所以当你感觉怎么样 ？Feel down， 就是很沮丧的时候。所以沮丧我们还可以用 upset、disappointed， 就是很失望啦。Okay， 这时候呢，哎，他们呢，你的亲朋好友可以怎么样 ？Cheer you up， 可以鼓舞你，或者是鼓励你说，哎呀，没有关系啦，就是可以再接再厉这样的意思哦。Now that brings us to the end of the article. So it's now time for our magic box.
找亮点。
嗨，大家好，我是 Celine， 欢迎来到 Magic Box 找亮点。你学到的 keep 是什么意思呢？是保持的意思吗？例如 ，I wear a hat to keep my head warm. I wear a hat to keep my head warm. 我戴一顶帽子来保持头部的温暖。还是这个养动物的意思呢？例如 ，Our family keeps a dog and a cat.Our family keeps a dog and a cat. 我们家养了一只狗和一只猫。这些 keep 的用法都没有错，而且也很常见。但是今天我们要讲的是一个片语，叫做 keep to something. Keep to something. 这个片语的意思呢，是遵守什么的意思。如果你今天跟别人玩桌游好了，你要提醒别人说要遵守游戏规则，我们可以说 Please keep to the rules.Please keep to the rules. 它也是坚持什么的意思哦。举例来说，如果大家出去玩，都已经拟定好行程了，结果诶，突然有人想要临时改变，觉得不爽的你呢，就可以说 I think we should keep to the plan. I think we should keep to the plan. 我觉得我们应该照计划来。诶，遵守规则然后坚持原本的计划，这两种用法都是无形的，但其实这个片语也可以用在有形的状况里哦。如果你用过这个英文版的 Google Map 就知道，当他跟你说 keep to the left keep to the left 的时候呢，意思就是靠左行驶。所以 keep to something keep to blah 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 也可以表示保持在某条路上行进。那其实这个坚持某个方向的意思也可以应用在叫别人不要离题上。例如我们可以说 I hate it when people can't keep to the point in the meeting. I hate it when people can't keep to the point in the meeting. 我最讨厌别人在会议上离题了，因为每次离题都要花更久时间才能讲到重点啊。讲这么多，你了解 keep to 的意思和用法了吗？那就到了我们的验收时间啦。那考考你哦，如果你想要跟我们一起玩，你就要守规则，这句话的英文要怎么说呢？别走开，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is, if you want to play with us, you have to keep to the rules.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到咯！
Hey Pat, so it's January 14th. Mm-hmm. This is usually the time when your New Year's resolutions have failed.
Mm-hmm.
Are things different this year?
Well, no. I failed.
What? But we set a clear goal.
Mm-hmm.
Something that wasn't too hard.
Mm-hmm.
You had that chart on your refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
What happened?
I just wasn't able to follow the plan. Life gets in the way, you know.
Okay, are you feeling down?
Not really. I think it was a mistake to make a New Year's resolution. Huh? Now I have accepted that, I can just keep to what I normally do. Nobody's perfect.
Samoa, so your New Year's resolution is not to be worried when you fail to keep yourold New Year's resolution?
That's right. I'm going to share this tip with everyone I know. If you never try, you can't fail. It's brilliant.
But on the other hand, if you never try, you can never succeed.
All right, there is that. I think I need to just think this through again. That's my new Year's resolution. To think things through more carefully.Thanks, Laura.
You're welcome. I think...
Anyway, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for watching us. For A Plus English, I'm Pat.
And I'm Laura.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
The key to keeping New Year's resolutions.
You always achieve your New Year's resolutions. How do you do it?
It's not that hard. You just need to make a better plan.
Do you have any tips?
Sure. First, you need to set a clear goal.
Okay. I want to speak French.
Great. Next, you should make a plan and keep to it.
What happens if I don't follow my plan?
No one is perfect. When you make a mistake, accept it. Then go back to your plan.
Okay. What else should I do?
Share your goal with friends and family. They can cheer you up when you feel down.
Hard. Hard. The math test was hard. I only got 30%. The math test was hard. I only got 30%. Clear. Clear. Are you clear about the rules of this game? Let's start now. Are you clear about the rules of this game? Let's start now. Mistake. Mistake. I will never make the same mistake again. I will never make the same mistake again. Share. Share. Share, shared, shared. Patrick, please come and share your ideas with us. Patrick, please come and share your ideas with us.